Parakei Mishnah Gimel. Sheish l'shochayis hoya bazara. There were six chambers in the Azara. Shalash b'tzofen, three were in the north side. V'shalash b'darim, and three were in the south side. Shabbatzofen, those in the north. Now, even though we're going to list three in the north, and the next Mishnah will list three in the south, there's actually a different reading, and that's based on the Gemara and Yuma, that actually reverses and says that the three that we're about to mention were actually in the south, and the three in the next Mishnah were in the north. That seems to be the pshat of most Mepharshim, so we'll explain it that way, but our Mishnah happens to say these are the ones in the north. Shabbatzofen in the north, but most rule that these were actually in the south, with Lishkas HaMelach, the Chamber of Salt, Lishkas HaParva, we'll explain what that is, and Lishkas HaMadichim, and the chamber where they cleaned the animals. Lishkas HaMelach, the Chamber of the Salt, Shom HaYonaisa Melach HaKarban, that's where they stored the salt, that, as we know, they had to put salt on the Karbanis, so they stored the salt in that chamber, and it was in the, according to again, most Mepharshim, in the southeast corner of the Azar. Lishkas HaParva, what was the Lishka of Parva? Shom HaYomaylchim, Oiris Kedoshim, that's where they would salt or tan or prepare the skin, the hides of the kachim of the kabanis that were given to the kahanim. And the reason why it's called parva is either that's the person who built it or it's sort of a corruption of parim. And it referred to the hides of the cows that were prepared over there. And on the roof of that chamber was the mikvah that the kohen gadol used on Yom Kippur. As we know, he went five times during the Yom Kippur service into the mikvah, and that mikvah was located on the roof of the Beis HaParva. Now, the last one, Lishkas Madichin, the chamber where they cleaned the animals, Shoshem HaYimadichim Kirvei HaKadoshim. That's the chamber where they cleaned the innards of the Karbanis. Umisho Masiba Oila Lagag Beis HaParva, and there was a ramp or a staircase that went up from that chamber onto the roof to the Beis HaParva where the mikvah was, and that's what the Kohen Gadol would use to go up to the mikvah on Yom Kippur. Perek Hey Mishnah Dalet, Shabbadarim, again, even though this Mishnah says in the south, most Mepharshim learned these were actually in the north. And what were the three? Lishkasa Eitz, the Chamber of Wood, Lishkasa Goyla, the Lishka of the Goyla, and Lishkasa Gazis, and the famous Lishkasa Gazis, the Chamber of Hewn Stone. So what was Lishkas Eitz? What is the Chamber of Wood? Amar Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, Shechachtima, Hoysa, Mishra Mesha. So Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, as we had his anecdotes throughout the Masechta, says, I actually don't remember what it was used for. Abishol, but Abishol said, Lishkas, Kohen Gadol, it was actually known as the Lishka of the Kohen Gadol, and that is where the Kohen Gadol stayed for 7 days before Yom Kippur to prepare himself for the Yom Kippur service. Others say that this was associated with the wood that they used for the Beis HaMikdash. Now, v'hi ha'isachar eshteim, and this one was behind the other two that were just mentioned, the Lishkas HaGoyla and the Lishkas HaGazis. Now, v'gag shloshan shoveh, now the roof of all three was sort of level, so they were all shared, they were all on the one roof, so to speak. Lishkas HaGoyla, what was the Lishka of the Goyla? Shom ha'yabor kavua, there was a well that was kavua there, sort of like a fixed well, the Hagalga Nosan Olav, and there was a wheel to draw water over there. And that's where they would supply wood for the entire Azar. And it was called Goyla because the people who were in exile, the Jews in exile who came back from Bavel, dug that well. Some say it's related to Galgal, which is again the wheel that they used to draw the water, and there's some other explanations, but again, that was a place of water with the use for the Zar. Now, Lishkas HaGazis, the Chamber of Hewn Stone, Shom Hoysa Sanhedri Gedoyla, Shal Yisrael, Yeshevis V'danin HaSakahuna, that's, of course, where the Sanhedrin Gedoyla, the 71 judges of the Great Sanhedrin, sat, and they would also judge Kehanim to see if they were fit for the Avoida. Chayin Shanim Zabai Psul, if there was a Kohen who the Paskin had a Psul, Laivesh Shacharim, he would wear black. Umsatev Shacharim, he would wrap himself in black. V'yetzav Ha'ilachlai, as we know, the Lishka Gazis was actually situated on the border of the Azar. Half of it was in the Azar, half of it was out. So if he had to leave, he would go out on the side outside the Azar. Shalim Tzabai Psol, if he didn't find Psol in the Kayan, Laivesh Levanim, he'd wear his white big day kahuna. Umsatev Levanim, he'd wear his Kayan hat. Nichnasim Shamish, Shemech HaVakanim, he'd go and serve with the rest of his brothers, the Kahanim. V'yamtev ha'yaisim, and either made a yamtev, either he himself personally made a yamtev, or if it was a day that they never passed any kahanim, the bezdin would make a yamtev. Shalein nisu psul bazara, shal Aaron HaKohen, they didn't find a psul in the offspring of Aaron HaKohen. V'kach ha'yamirim, this is what they would say. Baruch ha'mokim baruch hu. Shalim sepsul bzarah shel Aaron, your bless is a Kodesh Baruch Hu, that we didn't find a psul in the offspring of Aaron. Baruch Hu shebarach Aaron b'vanav of lamed l'shoris l'fnei Hashem, and blessed is a Kodesh Baruch Hu that he chose Aaron and his children to serve in the before a Kodesh Baruch Hu bebeis kodshei hakadoshim, in the building of the Kodesh Hakadoshim, the Holy of Holies. And this is the final Mishnah of Masechtas Midas, Hadron Alon. Sacrifice meat.